Welcome once again to The Business Side. I'm Alan Lytle, this week with the executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning again, Alan.
Mark, every January, The Lane Report publishes what amounts to a look ahead of some top business trends to keep our eyes on. And you've done it again. And I wanted to take a few minutes to talk about some of the things that you uncovered from the business community standpoint this year and kind of taking the pulse of business leaders. And what have you found?
Well, yes, every year we try to get the top business and public policy people around the state to give us what their economic expectations are for the coming year. And it's pretty positive for 2019. The consensus of views out there in the state is that 2018 was a strong year. Some of it definitely sparked by the tax reform that took place federally and at the state level, and people expected that to continue in 2019. You know, perhaps not as strong as 2018, but still definite, very positive growth.
Let's talk workforce. Many expect to hire or at least not lay off employees.
That is that seems to be the expectation. The only slight cloud in that workforce area is that a few of the responses we got mentioned that there might not be enough people to hire, enough skilled people. But that's becoming a chronic issue, not just in Kentucky, but across the country and even elsewhere. But yes, hiring will continue.
Wages, though, pretty much stagnant, correct?
Well, there wasn't too much discussion of wages in the responses that we got. The national figures I see indicate, you know, there's some slight growth, but nothing tremendous. So yeah, we're still pretty flat, and we could stand to get some wage increases, and that would probably really charge up the economy pretty good.
What about growth in certain sectors? I know obviously automobile is important to Kentucky.
Yes, the Toyota plant in Georgetown is the big entity in the local economy. They've got about 8,000 people there, and Susan Elkington, the president at TMMK, says that their optimism continues, and it's fueled by consumer confidence. They expect that vehicle sales in North America will remain pretty stable for the next 3 years, and that's coming off of a pretty good position. We had record years, 3 years in a row, I think 15, 16, 17. So we're expecting continued strong sales. And she says that Toyota typically picks up market share during that time, and that Toyota remains committed to the sedan market led by the Toyota Camry that they make in Georgetown. And this is despite the general trend is more towards the SUV and crossover vehicles. But she gave us a strong vote of confidence for the Camry, which is what brings home the bacon for thousands of Central Kentucky families.
Okay, and you know, other major industries for Kentucky, the bourbon industry, we see growth there. What about some others?
Well, bourbon is booming. Locally, some of the responses noted that the city center project right in the middle of downtown should be completed in 2019. That's a $200 million project. And meanwhile, the $230 or $40 million renovation, reconstruction of the convention center has ramped up. That currently is the biggest individual project in the state. That's going to be going strong all year long. There was a note given of the gigabit internet service project that MetroNet is doing here in Lexington that in the coming year should make us one of, if not the biggest, gigabit cities in the country. The land deal that took place between UK and the city creates 50 acres of shovel-ready space at the Coldstream Research Campus, and then there's another 200 acres right along I-75 just north of town that are available for projects. So that is very positive. And then Stephen Gray, the head of Gray Construction, told us that 2018 was a really strong year. He was one of the people that cited tax and regulatory reform as having boosted industrial investment, especially in manufacturing, and that they feel like that 2018 set the stage for a strong 2019.
All right, those are all the positives. What are the major, let's say, concerns or the things that would keep these business leaders up at night?
Trade policy. A number of people, you know, said that they are keeping their eyes on trade policy. They hope to see that get stabilized. And then I guess the one weak area of the economy is agribusiness. The state agriculture commissioner, you know, said that 2018 was a difficult year in no uncertain terms for the farming sector. And that, you know, there are hopes that trade relationships are going to get better. The also over in the auto sector, one of the responses from the head of the State Automotive Industry Association took note of steel and aluminum tariffs and hopes that will get resolved and, you know, just remove a question mark that's hanging over a lot of people's heads.
Back to agribusiness for a second. What are people's expectations of now that hemp, industrial hemp, is legal? Could that be a shot in the arm for agribusiness?
Well, there was not specific mention of it yet in the responses that we're getting, but the general buzz out there is very positive that Kentucky is in a wonderful position as hemp is becoming a legal commodity. The farm community is looking at this and hoping it's going to become a reliable cash crop. And we're hearing from people that are working in that sector that Kentucky has been aggressive in setting up regulations and production standards, and that really it's in a leading position nationally, that the FDA and others might follow Kentucky's lead in setting up production standards, and that Kentucky is could become established as the place to get quality hemp.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been Mark Green. He's the executive editor of The Lane Report, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
All right. Thank you, Alan. See you again soon.